the air, it's not, it doesn't sound much now. This is question 97.3. Yeah, let's see. Oh, we were past that. If you saw someone leaving a party alone, then you would say, what might you say then, you know, can I what?
Can I join you? Okay. Walk with you?
Uh-huh. Would it make any difference if you were talking to a man or a woman?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would, well, to the lady, I would join her, but to the man, I would be sort of afraid, really.
Even if you knew the person?
Oh, if I knew them all.
Mm-hmm.
It would probably be the same if I knew both of them. Uh-huh. It would be, you know, the same.
I think I probably asked you this, but I don't remember. If I said, I dreamed I was falling, but just as I was about to hit the ground,
I dreamt.
You know how you dream, you're falling, you've ever dreamed that, and then just before you do, you
wake up. Many times I've fallen off.
Haven't you ever heard you're supposed to die if you dream that? But if you hit the ground when you dream that, then, well, obviously it's not true.
I hope not. I'm still here.
Yeah. To get a boat up on land, you tie a rope to the bow and
pull.
If your car is stuck in the mud or snow, you might ask somebody to get his car behind you and give you a
boost
or a
shove, a push.
Mm-hmm. If you carried a very, very heavy suitcase a long distance, instead of saying, I carried it, you'd say,
I loved it.
You might tell a child, that stove is very hot, so
don't touch it.
If you want a knife and send someone for it, you say, go blank the knife.
Go get the knife.
In basketball, you want to make a what for 2 points?
Basket.
Yeah.
A shot for 2 points?
Yeah. And this is
a point?
Yeah. At the ends of football fields, they have a post. It's
a goal?
Yeah. You throw a ball and you don't want the person to hit it. You want them to
catch it.
I threw the ball and he
caught it.
Uh-huh. There's no need to hurry. I'll wait.
On you or for you?
If you're about to punish a child, he might say, please, give me another
chance.
Somebody's got a smile on his face and a pleasant word for everybody. He seems to be in a good
mood.
We've got termites, but I'm sure the exterminating company will
get rid of.
He didn't know what was going on, but he knew it all.
He thought.
If somebody stole your pencil, what is a slang word that you might use to say that? You know, that somebody stole it?
Ripped off.
Uh-huh. Do you know another one? You use that term in another way, rip off, in another way.
Only time I would say rip off is mostly when someone has broken in and stole something, or has been a robbery or something.
I had forgotten about that, but now I
remember.